This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Germany's law enforcement services are stepping up efforts to monitor and contain the threat from modern far-right extremists amid a rise in politically motivated hate crimes. The country's domestic intelligence service branded the youth wing of the country's biggest far-right party a dangerous extremist group. The seriousness with which German authorities are taking the issue has increased dramatically in recent years, according to Kai Arzheimer, a professor of politics at the University of Mainz in Germany, who studies far-right extremism. Arzheimer said, "Politicians and the security apparatus have underestimated or downplayed the scale of the problem for decades. Thankfully, this began to change even under the last administration. Multiple criminal investigations are ongoing into a small but potentially dangerous group of far-right Reichsbürger extremists who allegedly plotted to overthrow the German government and install an obscure hereditary prince inspired by a florid mixture of right-wing conspiracy theories." The country's domestic intelligence service has designated the youth wing of the Alternative for Germany, or AfD, as extremist. A decade after it was founded as a more conventional party critical of the European Union and integration, the far-right AfD is now firmly a part of the German political landscape. An opinion poll from the German public broadcaster gave it 17% of the national vote, enough to become the third strongest party in that country. German far-right extremism experts say that the rise of the far right is real and dangerous, with ex-military servicemen and active police officers with access to guns allegedly involved in a conspiratorial plot, while the popularity of the AfD has reshaped political thought and dragged centrist parties to the right. The AfD party's youth wing, the Youth Alternative for Germany, known by the German abbreviation JA, has members as young as 14 and is the first German group to be branded as extremist since the Nazi era. Its members are described as arsonists and cue givers of hate. The AfD as a whole was put under official surveillance by Germany's Domestic Intelligence Service in 2021. A group of delegates to Montana's 1972 Constitutional Convention are challenging a raft of new Republican restrictions on the citizen initiative process recently enacted by the legislature. Senate Bill 93 and other statutes add to the processes for citizens to propose new laws and constitutional amendments as ballot initiatives. The right of citizens to make policy through direct action rather than through their elected representatives is outlined in the Montana Constitution. Those citizen initiatives have long been subject to minimum signature requirements to reach the ballot, and the Constitution states they can't appropriate money. Senate Bill 93 requires that those proposing a ballot initiative to first pay a non-refundable $3,700 filing fee, regardless of whether they get enough signatures to get on the ballot. It also forbids citizens from proposing a similar referendum more often than once every 4 years. The Republican legislation was built on a 2021 law that also created several new steps in the citizen initiative process, and those are also being challenged in the lawsuit. Those changes add to initiative petitions a statement from the AG's office on potential harm to business interests, a 50-word statement on the proposal's estimated fiscal impact, and a tally of an interim legislative committee's vote on whether the initiative should end up on the ballot. The court filing says, "The Montana Constitution does not provide the AG, the legislature, the Secretary of State, or any entity of government with the power to interfere with the people's power to write the initiative, including the language of the petition to place the initiative on the ballot." The plaintiffs also allege that the changes add weeks of additional time. Along with the ability to accept or reject proposed language to put on the ballot, the laws give exclusive control of the initiative process to government agencies to run down the clock. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.